I started dealing drugs. I mean, the bike thing's a great cover, right? I don't know how it started. I just got out of my debt. I owe people thousands. Serious people. Then at Wesley's engagement do, he starts talking about his job. I mean, usually he's so careful. But that night, after a few pints, he really opened up. He told me about these missile plans. Beyond top secret. He showed me the memory stick and waved it in front of me. I knew about these things getting lost. Ending up on rubbish tips and whatnot. And there it was. And I thought, well, I thought it could be worth a fortune. It was pretty easy to get the thing off him. He was so plastered. Next time I saw him, I could tell by the look on his face that he knew.
What happened?
Pull back!
I was going to call an ambulance, but it was too late. I just didn't have a clue what to do. So I dragged him in here. I just sat in the dark, thinking.
When a neat little idea popped into your head. His body would have gone on for ages if the train hadn't hit a stretch of track and curve.
And points exactly.
You still have it then, the memory stick?
Fetch it for me, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, maybe that's over too. We've heard nothing from the bomber.
5 pips, remember, John. It's a countdown. We've only had 4.
No, no, no! Of course he's not the boy's father! Look at the turn-ups on his jeans!
Knew it was dangerous. Getting you into crap telly.
What a patch on Connie Prince.
You give the mic off the memory stick, yeah?
Yep. He was over the moon. Threatened me with a knighthood. Again.
You know, I'm still waiting. For you to admit that a little knowledge of the solar system and you'd have cleared up the fake painting a lot quicker.
Didn't do you any good, did it?
No, but I'm not the world's only consulting detective.
True.
I won't be in fatigue. I'm going to Sarah's. There's still some of that risotto left in the fridge. Milk. We need milk.
I'll get some.
Really?
Really.
And some beans, then?